Good afternoon, everyone. Moshe just mentioned that, wondered that I neglected to mention in Hachshir Kelim Shurim the minhag of not kashering, of not kashering to change from milchiks to fleishiks or fleishiks to milchiks. So this minhag is cited by the Magen Avraham Siman Tuf Kuf Tes. Sif Aleph, it's also in the Mishnah Bura, that the Olam is Noeg Iser B'davar. Why? V'ze Aser Dilma Asi Limit'i K'di'isa B'chulin Daf Tesem Ad-Beis V'adish Arinan. Okay, so you'll get mixed up, you'll get confused. If every other week, you switch your silverware, use it for milchiks during the week, and fleishiks on Shabbos, and milchiks on Tuesday, and fleishiks on Thursday, so you get confused, and therefore the minhag developed, or some type of gzeira or the like, not to switch. Are there any? So does everybody accept this minhag, first of all? So the Rav Avadya Yosef writes in Yabi Omer Chelek Gimel Yerodei Siman Daled that we never ever heard of this minhag, and certainly Sfaradim don't have to be choshish for this. Others like the Pri Chadash in Yerodei Tzadi Zayin Aleph and the Aruch HaShulchan in Kuf Chaf Aleph Sif Yud Aleph say that this minhag is wrong. It's a minhag tos. We don't have to make up new gzeros that aren't found in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't have such a gzera, and therefore there is no problem at all switching from milchiks to fleishiks. It's also the view of the Chida. The Taz and Shach and Shulchan Aruch both all seem to assume it derech agav in a number of places. Correct.
But there's Shachos is butcher.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's presumed that it's okay to switch. Yeah. So I don't know if the minhag developed after the Shach. Doesn't seem... The first source is that I know of that cites the minhag is this Magen Avraham. But nevertheless, this minhag is more or less accepted as correct, and we generally speaking don't do this. The Chassam Sofer, Chelek Beis, Yerodei Siman Kuf Yud, tries to be miyashev some of the questions on the minhag and tries to come up with some possible makoros. Are there any exceptions to this? So there are a couple. First of all, this minhag, the post can point out, including the Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Tesim and Lamed Ches, and the Marsham, Chelek Besim and Reshim Mem Aleph, doesn't apply from going from milchiks to pariv or fleishiks to pariv. So therefore, there's no problem ever making a kli pariv. One possible reason for this is because even if you do mess up, it's still going to be not bar not, so it's mutter, right? So it doesn't apply to parv. I don't think, you can't do harama, but if you actually switch to parv and then switch to fleishiks, I assume that wouldn't be an issue. Number two, if you want to switch, so the Mishnah Brura and others cite you could treif up the kli, and then it's mutter. Don't do it with basim chalav, right? You don't want to do bishul basim chalav.
Can you do it to Ramach or Nabarnat, can you make it Nabarnat or something?
I don't know what you mean.
The cases of Ramach or Nabarnat. So can you make it a case that we would be normal Ramach or Nabarnat?
You make it. Right now my kli is fleishiks. I want to make it milchiks?
No, I want to make it a case that we would normally be Machmer on, but only in the Chazilo.
You want to make a parv? It's okay.
No, I want to trace it up in a way that it's a case that we would be machmer.
Oh, is that considered trafing it up?
Yeah.
No, you have to really trafe it up.
Okay.
I don't know. Really trafe it up. Okay, go buy some vela and trafe out your food. There are probably better ways to do it. Fine. Chaser. I was once in the supermarket and... there was someone in our community in front of us. It was not a kosher supermarket, and she had non-kosher meat. So I didn't notice what she bought, but she was ahead of us in line. She said, "Don't worry, this isn't for myself, it's for my dog, because on Pesach they don't have kosher Pesach dog food, so I give the dog nevela." So now you have a better answer. Why do you have a chazer in your shopping cart? I want to switch from milchiks to fleishiks. Okay. And then finally, the other eitzah that's brought is, since this minhag doesn't apply to Pesach, so then it would be okay to kosher for Pesach, and in the process transition from milchiks to fleishiks or the like. There are some poskim that write where the minhag isn't really very shaykh to keep, like people only have one, it doesn't apply. So we saw when we talked about ovens, the Minchas Yitzchak mentioned that you could switch your, if you think you need a kosher oven for milchiks to fleishiks, it's okay, I had a minhag. So first of all, you might not really need a kosher anyway, and second of all, even if you do, maybe the minhag was only for things that people are going to have two of, but big, expensive kelim like ovens you don't. That might be similar. We saw Rav Moshe was okay with switching dishwashers over or the like. Okay. Well, that was parv, but others were okay with kashering dishwashers. Fine. That's one other hara that I also, from Hechsher Kelim, that I forgot to discuss, is the topic of Ne'itza, which Josh pointed out I forgot to mention. It's discussed in Kuf Chaf Aleph Siv Zayin. And it's a very interesting topic. The Pashup Pshat in Ne'itza, we're not going to be Mayach now, but I'll just make one hara. The Pashup Pshat in Ne'itza is that Ne'itza B'karka is because knives have Shanunis Nidbak Aleim, and if you simply clean them off in a normal manner, you might not clean off all the B'en, and therefore you should either sharpen them or do Ne'itza 10 times or maybe 3 times, we pass in 10 times in Karka Basula or hard dirt, and that pressure will remove all of the B'en on it. Some posts can say that if you use steel wool or something like that, it accomplishes the same thing. Fine, that's the idea of Ne'itza. Now that's a Pashup Pshat. The problem is that the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siv Zayin over there that if you do Ne'itza, let's say you have a treif knife, you could even use that treif knife to cut davar charif, kemot snon. Now what's the problem with that? The problem is that when you're dealing with davar charif, we have to worry about bleos, right? If you assume, like I said, the Pashup Pshat in Ne'itza, what does Ne'itza do? It gets rid of all the shamnunis. Great, so all the shamnunis is off. Anyway, we said probably we assume our knives, generally speaking, are free of shamnunis if they feel like they're free of shamnunis, like Rav Willig said. So the Ne'itza gets rid of all the shamnunis. It gets rid of all the be'en. But when it comes to davar charif, we're not just concerned about be'en. What are we concerned about? Bleos, right? So how do we explain that? How do we deal with the bleos problem? So if you look at the makor of this din in the Shulchan Aruch, it's the Rashba. And the Rashba proves it from Gemara, the Adav Avodah Zarah. The Gemara there says, the whole story of Shvor Malka. Shvor Malka wanted to cut a esrog for one of the Amorayim. The Rashba assumes esrog is davar charif. So he said he did Ne'itza before he cut it. Great. Okay. So the Rashba says, you see from here, that Ne'itza works to prevent davar charif. But for the Rashba, that makes sense, because remember, the Rashba held that when it comes to davar charif, what's the concern? Mamasha, shamnunis nidbak alasakim, like the first pshat in the Rashi. But lididan, we paskim, or we're choshish for the second pshat in Rashi, that we're even concerned for a davar charif, that davar charif is maflid b'lios betoch asakin, in which case it doesn't make sense that Ne'itza should help. So this is a very strong question. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks this question on the Shach Tzadi Vav Tess and leaves it betzach ion. If you take a look at the Chalkas Binyamin, over here he tries to come up with a yishuv. The Prima Gadim says a similar yishuv with respect to Hashchaza, that somehow or another the Ne'itza is Mahanya Levalvel Ulahaklish as Tam Hablios Bekolasakin. In other words, Ne'itza doesn't just get rid of the Mamasha Shebe'en on the outside of the Sakin, but somehow or another, maybe sort of like, you know, like we said, if you cut certain things after Davar Charif, so then it mutes the taste, maybe even with respect to the blios. So somehow or another, the Ne'itza has an effect on the blios, which seems to be al karchach. He's right, that must be going on, but it's a very strange idea. That's why there are those like the Beis Meir who disagree with this psak of the Shulchan Aruch, and they hold that Ne'itza doesn't work for Davar Charif. The story of Shvor Malka, the end of Gemara Avodah Zarah, you have to say that the esrogs aren't Davar Charif. So you could taste them for yourself, see what you think. Okay. So I guess that's just a hosafa from Hechsher Kelim.